In a political landscape fractured by party lines, one thing everyone should be able to agree upon is the importance of voting. The Boston-based nonpartisan Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice is training election volunteers to monitor the voting process across the country on Election Day in 4 days. Given the heated political rhetoric, the Lawyers Committee says it's seeing an increased desire from folks wanting to get involved, including here in Massachusetts. WBUR's Shannon Dooling visited the final volunteer training session before Election Day.
Yeah, so I'm learning now that we have some people who don't yet have shifts. I have sent out shift information to about 500 plus people.
It's a packed, all-ages training session at Harvard Law School. Sophia Hall takes a few questions before diving into the details of volunteer poll monitoring.
Could you please stay after for a few minutes to chat with me? Because I'm going to get you taken care of tonight.
Hall is a staff attorney with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice. It's a nonpartisan organization collaborating with local partners to monitor polling places for issues like voter intimidation and access to translators. Basically, anything that could prevent someone from being able to cast their vote. Many of the volunteers at this training will be deployed on Election Day into 11 cities throughout the state, including Boston, Springfield, Lawrence, and New Bedford. Hall says the focus is on places with a combination of past voting issues and diverse demographics.
As we've seen nationally with litigation about voter ID laws and early voting, we know that the group that's most likely to be disenfranchised is going to be people of color and low-income individuals, as well as students and elderly people.
Protecting the voting rights of these groups in Springfield is a priority for the city's election commissioner, Gladys Oyola. Oyola says she welcomes the presence of the election protection volunteers at the polls.
Well, in Springfield, we definitely have a very diverse electorate in terms of who's registered to vote, both, you know, economically and racially. Our voters are also very transient. We have a lot of multi-dwelling units, so we have issues that do arise on Election Day.
More than 500 Lawyers Committee volunteers, twice as many than the last presidential election, will be answering a tip line for complaints and monitoring the voting process at Massachusetts polling places. Volunteers are permitted inside the polling place and may observe as people check in and as completed ballots are cast. They also serve as on-site resources for people with questions about voting rights. The group says the big jump in volunteers this year is a result of heavier recruitment, as well as the public's increased interest in getting involved this Election Day after what's been a long, heated campaign season.
I think that definitely this year people have been galvanized and they feel that they need to go and vote.
Cameron Clark is a second-year law student at Harvard and co-chair of the Black Law Student Political Committee. He's also one of those new election protection volunteers.
And so we want to make sure that we use whatever momentum has been caused by political debates this year to get people out in voting and talking about these issues and engaging in the civic process.
This isn't the first year the Lawyers Committee has dispatched volunteers in the state, and it won't be the last. But there is something different about this presidential election. Again, Sophia Hall of the Lawyers Committee.
I think the election rhetoric has certainly opened a door and opened a conversation for people. And that's been a fantastic sort of silver lining.
The state's first foray into early voting this year has also helped generate interest in volunteering, though Hall says early voting has not been without its blips. She says reports of illegal ID checks in Boston's Hyde Park surfaced the first 2 days of early voting and have since been resolved. Town officials in Whitman received a letter from a person saying he planned on checking IDs on Election Day. The officials say those concerns have been addressed as well. Hall says reports like these just go to show that even in a progressive, non-swing state like Massachusetts, the right to vote still needs protection. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.